The agony of it drove him up from the bed and out of the room. He went into the studio. It was dark, for the curtains had been drawn over the great window, and he pulled them quickly back. But a sob broke from him as with a rapid glance he took in the place where he had been so happy. Nothing was changed here either. Strickland was indifferent to his surroundings, and he'd lived in the other studio without thinking of altering a thing. It was deliberately artistic. It represented Stroeve's idea of the proper environment for an artist. There were bits of old brocade on the walls, and the piano was covered with a piece of silk, beautiful and tarnished. In one corner was a copy of the Venus of Milo, and in another of the Venus of Medici. Here and there was an Italian cabinet surmounted with Delph, and here and there a bas-relief. In a handsome gold frame was a copy of Velázquez's Innocent the Tenth that Stroeve had made in Rome, and placed so as to make the most of their decorative effect were a number of Stroeve's pictures, all in splendid frames. Stroeve had always been very proud of his taste. He had never lost his appreciation for the romantic atmosphere of a studio, and though now the sight of it was like a stab in his heart, without thinking what he was at, he changed slightly the position of a Louis XV table, which was one of his treasures. Suddenly he caught sight of a canvas with its face to the wall. It was a much larger one than he himself was in the habit of using, and he wondered what it did there. He went over to it and leaned it towards him so that he could see the painting. It was a nude. His heart began to beat quickly, for he guessed at once that it was one of Strickland's pictures. He flung it back against the wall angrily. What did he mean by leaving it there? But his movement caused it to fall face downwards on the ground. No matter whose the picture, he could not leave it there in the dust, and he raised it. But then curiosity got the better of him. He thought he would like to have a proper look at it, so he brought it along and set it on the easel. Then he stood back in order to see it at his ease.